Chapter 4. Helping Others. At the end of my first year at Hampton, I was confronted with another difficulty. Most of the students went home to spend their vacation. I had no money with which to go home, but I had to go somewhere. In those days, very few students were permitted to remain at the school during vacation. It made me feel very sad and homesick to see the other students preparing to leave and starting for home. I not only had no money with which to go home, but I had none with which to go anywhere. In some way, however, I had gotten hold of an extra second-hand coat, which I thought was a pretty valuable coat. This I decided to sell in order to get a little money for traveling expenses. I had a good deal of boyish pride, and I tried to hide, as far as I could, from the other students, the fact that I had no money and nowhere to go. I made it known to a few people in the town of Hampton that I had this coat to sell, and after a good deal of persuading, one colored man promised to come to my room to look the coat over and consider the matter of buying it. This cheered my drooping spirits considerably. Early the next morning, my prospective customer appeared. After looking the garment over carefully, he asked me how much I wanted for it. I told him I thought it was worth $3. He seemed to agree with me as to price, but remarked in the most matter-of-fact way, "I tell you what I will do. I will take the coat, and I will pay you 5 cents, cash down, and pay you the rest of the money just as soon as I can get it." It is not hard to imagine what my feelings were at the time. With this disappointment, I gave up all hope of getting out of the town of Hampton for my vacation work. I wanted very much to go where I might secure work that would at least pay me enough to purchase some much-needed clothing and other necessities. In a few days, practically all the students and teachers had left for their homes, and this served